So I'm out here in Aboyne with a group of volunteers. We're going door to door to check that the residents of Aboyne are all okay, have enough food supplies and clothes supplies. Okay, tell me your name first of all.
My name is Fenneca.
Okay, and tell us, you're one of the volunteers, tell us why it was important for you to come out here today.
Well, this is quite an extraordinary situation, and because I'm working from home, I'm very flexible and part-time, and I have time this week, and I just wanted to do something for the community. Even though I don't live in Aboyne, I have strong links with Aboyne, and I thought, well, just see what I can do.
And can I ask you your name here?
Yes, I'm Anna.
Okay, and we've been to a few houses just already. How would you describe the reaction of people? What is kind of people been saying to you?
I think they seem to be very appreciative, really. Even the ones that don't need anything, they are very grateful. Somebody is taking the time to come and see if they need anything. Yeah.
And how would you kind of describe being out here? Obviously, it must be quite devastating to see your community affected like this.
Yeah, I was really shocked at how emotional I kept feeling about it. And I couldn't really settle to do anything myself at home. And I thought, well, you know, it really is upsetting. And I couldn't understand why when it hasn't affected me. But yes, that's...
But it's nice to see the community kind of coming together and helping everyone. And that's, I guess, what we were out here doing today.
Yes, yes, it is. It's wonderful to see, actually, because half the time you don't know who anybody is. And this just demonstrates. So, you know, I saw my neighbour in the centre. I thought, oh, yeah, she's here.